You are not to discuss this matter amongst yourselves.
We don't submit reports or ask approval for specific operations, if that's what you mean. We are an autonomous department.
Any questions?
Broadcasting from an abandoned subspace relay orbiting Risa, this is Section 31, gathering intelligence for you on Star Trek CCG. Now reporting in, operatives Dan and Rogue.
Welcome to Section 31, episode number 5. I am Dan Hammond.
And I'm Rogue Schindler. This week we're going to talk about players, new and old. How are we going to get some more to continue playing in this game if Decipher's not going to be making any cards? And how are we going to keep the ones that we have, try to keep them interested in the game?
Sounds good. What are we going to start out with?
You'll be contacted shortly.
We have a follow-up report based on our spoiler from last week. We spoiled a card called Show Trial. There have since been, our intelligence says, some updates to that card. I did mention last week how I was rather excited about the leadership and medical text not being bolded, so it doesn't trigger any of the Cheesetastic cards. Unfortunately, that has been eroded or altered. I guess it's not an errata if the card hasn't come out yet. So they are being bolded, so they will trigger things like Locutus and No Win Scenario, etc.
The lore was updated. The card that we got must have been an early card, early playtest card before it had nothing. The lore we have now is, I wish to note for the record that the evidence against my clients is entirely circumstantial. I beg the court to consider this in pronouncing its sentence.
Along with this intelligence, we also have word that the undiscovered country has entered its final playtesting stage. So pretty soon it should be ready to go for its final proofing and whatnot.
So it's ready to go. It's on the playtesters to get rid of all the typos and grammatical errors.
Yes, and to leak us another card spoil.
Yes, fantastic. In the coming weeks after the edits have been made, we're going to sneak a few out and try to get as many spoilers as we can. So watch for that.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
Starfleet Intelligence has reason to believe that there's been a security breach.
We have word that the Continuing Committee is looking at different means of acquiring new players, bringing them into the game, and may keep things interesting for the ones that we already have, be it through advertising or perhaps stealing from other games. They're trying to do whatever they can to, you know, add to the player base.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot more difficult without having a Decipher's presence at all the major cons this year. Of course, the Continuing Committee still has Worlds planned and Continentals planned at those conventions, but there's not going to be a booth where they can go and just sit down and play. So I guess luring them into the players' halls at the conventions is about as close as we're going to get there. But
yeah, I think it really is going to fall back on the volunteers that they, you know, the leftover D agents, whatever they're being called now. Just having tournaments and demos in visible areas, just trying to get anybody that can. I mean, at this point, I know there are a lot of ex-players that, you know, maybe willing to come back into the fold. Either old 1E players that have been waiting for the depth that 1E had. That, I don't know, I think 2E is getting pretty close. 14, 15 expansions compared to 1E. You know, it's not this. We don't have the seed phase. We don't have the total depth of strategy. But I think the game's wide enough to still be competitive in the same way.
And it's a lot easier for new players to pick up than 1E was. I actually had a friend who tried to pick up the game pretty late in after the last set of 1E, and we ended up waiting until 2E came out. It was just so much simpler to pick up and get ready to go.
What do they say, streamlined?
Yes, much more streamlined. Actually a great term for it. However, there's also a problem, from what I hear, with keeping existing players around. I know I went to Dragon Con for the first time last year. Circumstances kept me from going to Gen Con as I usually do. But it was interesting to meet a different group of players than I usually see. There was a large contingent from the East Coast, some Carolina and Maryland players. And they have been having some of the problems I have been hearing about online, which is they play against the same four or six players every week. They know the decks that they're going to bring every week, and they don't really get to play anything different. They tech against the same stuff. Oh, well, this guy's going to play this again because he keeps winning with it, so let's everybody tech against that. And you don't really get to experience anything new, and that's going to get old after a while.
Sure. Well, the way we've combated that down here in San Diego is our tournament format really rewards using a new headquarters from week to week. So you can kind of go week to week and use the same build sometimes. I mean, if you're playing an Earth DS9 deck, you can kind of port that to the DS9. Or if you're playing Cadets, you could use that TNG or DS9. Or if you're doing something with a lot of non-aligned, you can move that around with Baran or Androids. But for the most part, you can usually expect to see something different from each player every week. And I think it really keeps the environment fresh. I know, I've played affiliations that I probably would have never played before, Ferengi and TOS, just because, they're not my favorite. But as I said, you get bonuses for playing things that you haven't played, so you have some extra incentive.
Yeah, I think that format has been really nice. I know it really, things were starting to get really stale during the hiatus, as if you can call it that, when Decipher was having financial issues with keeping the cards coming in. We had almost a year where there were no new cards. And Spatial Rifts is really, I think, what kept me in the game, Spatial Rifts being the name of that format that you were talking about. You really never know what somebody's going to come with other than it's not going to be what they came with last week.
But it's been rolling strong. We're in the eighth season. Season lasts about half a year. And we still have the same core of about eight players that keep coming out for events. In fact, we had a Spatial Rifts tournament on Saturday. And six of us came out for that. Half of us, three of the six players, were playing DS9 as the headquarters. I thought that was kind of odd.
Well, we were due since the last two or three tournaments in a row. Everybody's been playing a different affiliation, so.
Exactly.
You certainly managed to play a different DS9 deck than Thomas and I, however.
Yeah, I stole my deck from the internets. No, I found it on trekccj.org and the forums. Kevin Yeager had posted a deck called The Long Journey Away, and it was pretty much the long journey home with the captain's log. So all your planet dilemmas are worthless, all your dilemmas that have a random selection are worthless, and it was a lot of fun to play. Johnny is the only guy I beat, unfortunately, all day, and he had not a good time. But my other two opponents, the two Thomases, just outplayed me pretty much. So,
but yeah, you were the only person I didn't play all day yesterday, and after hearing tales about it, I can't say I'm terribly disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'll be honest. I've read the deck postings on the board, but this is the first time I've actually tried to take one, and I didn't even make any modifications. I just grabbed it and put it together and ran with it, and it was quite impressive. Makes me want to try the next one, too. We would like to request a tournament report from you, the listeners. If you have a tournament that you either ran or participated in, why don't you give us an email to section31@danhammond.com. We'll make some arrangements, and you may just hear yourself on the show.
You have all the qualifications to be a very useful member of Section 31.
Another interesting way of keeping the game going, so it would seem, is this online play. I've heard word that perhaps in the future it's something that trekcc.org will be able to offer. But right now, you can get online and play as quickly as you can make a deck. There's a program called Lackey. You can get it from lackeyccg.com. And it's one of the best virtual environments I've seen. They don't actually have any of the actual games up on their site. I think that's how they keep it legal. They have all the downloads in other places, but you can get a download for just about any game that you can find. There's no rules enforcement, so you have to know how to play the game. But it's got all the cards. It's got a deck builder. You spend 15, 20 minutes putting something together, and you sit across the table from someone and you play. You can move the cards around just like you were in front of somebody. You hover the mouse over it, and it zooms in on it. It's got all the actions that you would want to take, like shuffling a deck or moving cards from your hand to, you know, from your dilemma pile to hand, and it's really quite spectacular. It's come a long way from the old days of card table and typing in old Star Wars cards by hand.
Wow, good grief. That sounds really cool.
Yeah,
I don't think I've
yeah.
played online since doing it text-based over AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah. There's a 2E plugin. There's a 1E plugin. The 1E has doesn't look like it's been updated since a couple of sets ago, so there's not a lot of – it doesn't have 100% of the backwards compatible cards. But the 2E plugin has – it's got everything.
They can keep that up to date. That sounds like it would be a really good tool, not only for keeping existing players interested, but also getting new players. Another problem that I hear a lot is people get into the game, or they're interested in getting into the game, but they say they don't have anybody to play with, or they only get to play with people, you know, once or twice a year when they go to a convention. This is a way where they can play against people anytime, pretty much anytime.
This makes for a really good playtesting tool. So if I've got a new deck I want to try out, get somebody a call and have a few games over this. It's really simple to, you know, get a few turns in. If it's not working out for you, you know, you don't have to pick up your own cards. You just go back to the deck editor, make some changes, and load it up again and start. It's really slick. It's very fast to use. It might take a little bit to figure out some of the controls at the beginning, but there's plenty of tutorials up. I think I already gave the page. It's lackeyccg.com.
That sounds like it'd be a good regional prep tool, too.
Yeah, certainly.
And what does Section 31 do?
We had a contest last week, and due to the enormity of the response, we will be continuing it for another week. So hopefully we have more than one person sending in a foil dilemma combo.
For those of you who don't recall, the contest was to give us your best nine-cost, nine-card combo. It doesn't have to be nine cards, but all the cards must be foils.
We're also going to need the collector's info for the card. So, for example, I think I would use 0D21, which I just received the other day for our San Diego Regional, which is the Tragic Turn foil. Yes.
And for the winner of our contest this go-around, we have a Jean-Luc Picard Starship Captain promo from the pre-release of Cult of Arms, or was that a tournament promo?
Summer 2004.
Oh, that's right. That was the alternate version of the X-Foil, the 10th right. anniversary matching yes. captain. So we've got one of those for our lucky, randomly selected entrant, who's actually that's going to be randomly selected from all the combos that we think are cool. Well, once again, we've reached the end of our intelligence for this week. On behalf of our producer, Matt Kirk, we'd like to offer our thanks to Warp 11 for lending us their music. I am Sir Rogue.
And I am Sir Dan.
And for this week, expand your power in the universe.
And I will inexplicably draw 5 to end.
On behalf of our producer, Matt Kirk, we would like to offer our thanks to Warp 11 for lending us their music. I am Sir Dan. No.